Kamala Harris and her word salads have a new rival. AOC, better known by those who actually listen to the stuff she says as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Well, she went to the Munich conference last week for the purpose of calling Trump evil and bringing attention to her own viewpoints. She has since tried to clean up the disaster by saying she has no interest in running for president. None at all. Yeah, right. Sure she doesn't. And women who enter the Miss America contest have no interest in winning. She was there with Newsom and Whitaker, who also have presidential ambitions and also made fools of themselves, but no one could surpass AOC. She condemned the kidnapping of Maduro, saying Trump has no right to do such things to another country just because it's below the equator. Only one thing, Venezuela is above the equator. She accused Israel of genocide, and she did this in Germany. In Germany. The country that waged a true genocide against the Jews called the Holocaust. She criticized Marco Rubio, even though his words at the same conference, compared with hers, wouldn't even show up in the same stratosphere. She corrected him for saying that horses and cowboys in America originally came from Spain, making it clear that this was simply not true. But she forgot one little detail. They did come from Spain. But by far, the brightest, shiniest moment was when she was asked about Taiwan. Let's listen in.
Should the U.S. actually commit U.S. troops to defend Taiwan if China were to move?
I think that this is such a, I think that this is a, this is, of course, a very longstanding policy of the United States. And I think what we are hoping for is that we want to make sure that we never get to that point. And we want to make sure that we are moving in all of our economic research and our global positions to avoid any such confrontation and for that question to even arise.
Okay, to be fair, she was caught off guard a little. Even a deer doesn't expect to encounter headlights. Maybe we should give her a second chance to answer again. Take another shot, AOC.
I think that this is such a, I think that this is a, this is, of course, a very longstanding policy of the United States. And I think what we are hoping for is that we want to make sure that we never get to that point. And we want to make sure that we are moving in all of our economic research and our global positions to avoid any such confrontation and for that question to even arise.
Many are saying that AOC's performance in Germany has sealed her political fate. They say she can't possibly run for president now. Let me tell you something. She could not only run, she could win. It doesn't matter how stupid she is. In fact, to those who would be behind the curtain really running things, the stupider the better. That's how they prefer it. Do you think they want a president who thinks for herself? They were delighted with Biden, who, even long before his mental illness, was never the sharpest tool in the shed. Make no mistake, so long as there are stupid people, they can vote in stupid candidates. This is Bob Siegel making the obvious obvious.